Before we jump into today's episode, I want to know, are you feeling constantly tired, stressed, or stuck in survival mode, even though you're doing all the right things? My best-selling book, Optimal You, Supercharge Your Energy, Strengthen Your Immunity, was written for people just like you. It's a guide for those of us living in the modern chaotic world who want to optimize your health, prevent burnout, and take back control of your energy and well-being. I'm so proud to share that Optimal You is an Amazon number one bestseller and has been shortlisted at the Business Book Awards in the wellness and well-being category, recognized for its science-backed, practical, and truly holistic approach to long-term health. Inside the book, I share the exact framework I use in clinic, from the 8 core pillars of health to the 4 essential lifestyle S's. Whether you're struggling with niggling symptoms, feeling low in energy, getting sick more often, struggling with autoimmunity, or you simply want to feel like yourself again, this book will meet you where you are. Available now in hardback, paperback, and on Kindle, just search Optimal You by Nicole Good on Amazon or visit optimalyoubook.com for all the links. Because your health shouldn't be on hold and the optimal version of you is waiting.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
Welcome to today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, certified functional medicine practitioner and registered nutritional therapist. And today we're diving into the world of premium supplements, trusted sourcing, and wellness done differently. I'm joined by Sally and Sophie, founders of W Wellness, for the latest in our wellness chat series. W Wellness is a beautifully curated supplement platform that I personally use and recommend to my patients. You'll find my discount code in the show notes below this episode. In this conversation, we explore what makes W Wellness stand out in a crowded marketplace, how they go about choosing brands with integrity, and why practitioners like myself rely on them for trusted clinical grade products. Sophie and Sally also share their own wellness rituals, their favorite supplements, and what it takes to run a business that is mission driven as it is modern. Whether you're a health professional, a supplement savvy listener, a budding entrepreneur looking to start your own business, or just someone curious about leveling up your health, this episode is packed with behind the scenes insights and real life inspiration. Let's jump straight into the conversation. Okay, so Sophie and Sally, it's great to have you on the podcast today. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. I've obviously been working with you guys for a little while now, and I'm really looking forward to just getting to know you guys a little bit more, which I think everybody loves a founder story. They love to know the people behind the brand. You know, we buy from people, I think, more than we do from a business. So I think for people just to get to meet you guys, I obviously have met you a little bit, know a bit about you, but I think for the people out there to be able to do the same is really good. So let's kick off with, for the people who haven't heard of W Wellness, how would you describe the brand and what you're doing in the wellness world?
We're an expert-led platform designed to help people really cut through the noise and the confusion in the supplement space. It's a huge marketplace with so many brands, is so much confusing and conflicting advice out there. And it's also one that's largely unregulated, which makes it even more challenging to navigate. There are a lot of people wasting a lot of time and a lot of money on products that they either don't need or that don't really work. So all the brands that we stock are backed by experts. They're backed by credible research and have been independently interrogated by our team of health and wellness doctors, delivering people supplement solutions that really work.
Yeah, I think that the confusion thing is something that I hear in clinic a lot. It's something that people have come to me, and I work with obviously some people who have relatively complex conditions, and they'll just sort of show up and be like, what supplements you're on? And they'll have this like great big bag. And it's like, we need a whole appointment to go through, you know, what they're taking. And I always say to them, so let's go through what you're taking. And I always say to them, so why are you taking that one?
Yeah.
More often than not, I don't really know. That's usually the answer is, you know, I'm not really sure.
Oh, my friend's taking it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know, that over supplementation is really bad because you don't know what's what's conflicting, what's not working together. Mm-hmm. So we really, really try and focus on avoiding that.
Yeah. Is that what inspired the creation of W Wellness? Had you had that own confusion in your own lives with supplements?
Yeah. Oh, Nicole, 100%. I mean, we were the consumers in markets. We were both on, you know, our own well-being journeys at different stages of life. And we were overwhelmed by the amount of brands retailing in the UK. I think, you know, finding credible advice was almost impossible. Yeah. So hence W Wellness was born with a mission to, you know, to simplify, to educate and really to empower consumers to find the right solutions.
Yeah. And that's what I think you're good at. It is a curated list of brands. And that's probably what you are different for, I think, rather than just sort of we stock everything under the sun, which is what most sort of brands go for. So how do you go about that? How do you find those first brands that you work with?
We offer a really bespoke, tailored approach. You know, everyone's different and we all need different things depending on where we're at in our wellness journey, what our goals are, etc. And as we just said, you know, there's an awful lot of over-supplementation going on. People are taking things because your friend's taking it or because you've read about it. And it's really important to look at your own body, at what it is that you're trying to achieve and tailor what you're taking accordingly. And we also really encourage people to get expert guidance, you know, through a professional in clinic or digitally or via a consultation with one of our brilliant experts online.
Yeah. And that's what I think really builds trust around the platform, isn't it? Is that sense of how you're doing things. What's your sort of selection process?
For the brands?
Yeah, for the brands, for the products. How do you sort of go about that?
So, I mean, all the brands are researched by by our independent experts who really are experts in nutrition. And of course, it's really important they look at the efficacy of the brands, but it's just important they analyze the ingredients and any interactions they have with each other. And they really look at the formulation to make sure it's able to support the health need in the way that it's actually described. And the premise of that, Nicole, is to really take all the guesswork out for the people that are in our community. And our curated edits are an example of that. You know, they're brands and formulas the team believe will complement each other, but can be taken together to really impact, you know, your individual wellness journey.
Yeah, I think because I often see, I work a lot with people with thyroid conditions, so things like Hashimoto's and things like that. And there's certain supplements that they shouldn't take.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and this is what we've been, you know, what you've sort of touched on is, I think people, because supplements are natural, they just assume they're totally safe.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is not the case. Yeah. I mean, I know when I was studying, you know, we had a whole unit on the safety of supplements and drug interactions. And, you know, there's a lot we had to do a whole exam on it, you know, and there's a lot of work. People kind of get like with the thyroid ones, I think the way products are named as well these days can be quite confusing because we get some, you know, and they'll be named like, you know, thyroid something or, you know, thyroid boost or thyroid plus or, you know, whatever it might be. And let's just say thyroid boost, for example. So somebody who's hyperthyroid might go, oh, great, that's for me. Let's take that. And one of the things that I like on the platform as well is how the information that you put onto the website when people can read about them, because automatically they think, oh, that's for me. But actually it's quite often a supplement that is to support the thyroid and has got things in that would support the thyroid. But if you have a thyroid condition, you shouldn't necessarily be taking them all. So there's things like that, conflicts like that, that people just don't realize. They don't pick up on, do they?
No, absolutely. And that's why that call to action to book a digital consultation or talk to an expert is absolutely critical.
Yeah, really key.
And how do you balance, you know, you talked about clinically how they're performing. How do you balance that with preferences these days? Because I think there's so many things out there, aren't there? Like clean ingredients, not having fillers, sustainability, you know, packaging, because all the products you pick always look really nice as well, which I know is an added bonus, but you know, we all like things that look pretty, you know, especially women, we all see something nice in a pretty pot and, you know, it's going to look nice by the side of the bed or wherever you're going to put it, you know, it does help. But how do you kind of balance that sort of clinical aspect with the other things that people are becoming more concerned about? Because I think there are more and more people are becoming more aware of how clean supplements are as well.
Yeah, I mean, sustainability, that's, you know, front of mind for us and for the consumers. You know, we think about that when we start with our own packaging, making sure it's recyclable. We use recyclable infills, so everything is as clean as we can make it in our own packaging. But we take all these, you know, in the whole, really, and come to a conclusion. It's ever evolving. And as a brand, you know, we ask the questions we know our consumers want to ask of all of our brands. And yes, you're absolutely right. It's a It's a beautiful bonus if it comes in sustainable packaging and also looks beautiful.
So have you noticed any like sort of shifts in what customers are demanding or any trends that are coming through in this sort of supplement space, like, you know, in the sort of recent last year or?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've seen a real shift towards our expert-led approach, with the personalized consultations obviously being a huge part of that, so that people can get these tailored plans designed for them and for their specific leaders, as we've talked about. But we've also seen a shift in people wanting to understand what good looks like and feels like for them, which diagnostics obviously play a huge part of. And actually, as part of that, delighted to let you know that in response to that shift, we're launching at-home blood tests this month to give people that real clarity and understanding on what their body is doing and saying.
Yeah, because I get people that come to me and they'll sort of say, oh, I'm taking this. And I'm like, you know, as we've said, I'll sort of say why, and they don't really know. And I'll sort of say, well, I'm not going to give you any more of that until we do a blood test. I think because there's a lot of mistrust out there in the wellness world these days, because there's a lot of people in the wellness world now that are not qualified, wellness influencers, you know, and that sort of side of things. So I think it has become more mistrust around it. I think people sort of think, oh, you're just trying to sell me a blood test. But actually, you know, you can over-supplement with some.
Yes, exactly. Oh. Like we talked about. And I think really understanding what your baseline, you know, when you're feeling good, what does that look like so that you can be more, you know, so at the end of the summer, say, you know, if you were to take a vitamin D test and you've had lots of sunshine, you know, that's what good looks like. And then monitor it through the winter months and see then what do you need? What dosage do you need? You know, you can inform yourself about your own body and then tailor it accordingly to avoid that over supplementation.
And I think consumers are curious. They want to know the answers. They want to know what's happening internally now. You know, it's not all about the external, is it?
No, it's not. And also, I think they are maybe becoming more aware as well that if you over-supplement in one vitamin, for example, that might knock off another vitamin or a mineral or, you know, something else in the body. They all interact and they all interconnect. And most of them have got a parallel part that will get knocked off if you over-supplement in one.
Yeah.
I think people are becoming more aware of that. So I think, you know, it's important to test. And luckily, the at-home testing is, A, it's very convenient, and B, it's usually cheaper than big sort of blood draw panels that you can do, which are great if somebody really wants to dig into the health.
But just to have a baseline. So, it was a really important move for us. And obviously, you know, a result in what our consumers are asking for. So delighted that we're launching them this month.
That's great. I love that that's something that's come up, because I think it's really important that people do test rather than just take. And then people still say, well, you know, the test, if I test, it's like expensive. I'm like, but how expensive is it if you keep taking a supplement that you don't actually need? That's a lot more expensive.
Yeah, 100%. It might be something else that you do need.
Exactly. Then you can put that into the right thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think on that as well, and I know we've gone off onto blood testing slightly here, but we are all different and we all have a slightly different need as well, don't we? So, you know, I always say as well, with, you know, levels, it's like, well, you might feel better when your level of something is slightly higher. You know, monitor that, find out, because we're not the same.
No, and we change, right? Mm-hmm. Our journey, we're on a journey here, and what we might need 1 year might change depending on where we're at, hormonal Absolutely. Changes, shifts in what you're doing and lifestyle, etc. So I think it's really important to be in tune with your own body.
Yeah, especially for women, because those life cycles with women are sort of even more pronounced than they are. It still happens with men, but with women, there's a lot more. I mean, we have, you know, there's monthly changes, there's pregnancies, there's menopause, you know, there's so much more going on for women in that sort of hormonal space, and things do change. So
it's a roller coaster with hormones, for sure, and it goes on for years and years and years, you know, all your life, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I think it is one of those things as well that as women, I think we're really good at just saying, oh, well, I'm tired because of
fine.
Whichever women, we are good at doing that. And that's why I like having these conversations, you know, with particularly with women founded businesses as well, you know, is because it's quite often you find that women, when they're at the heart of a business like this, is because they've experienced those sorts. So I'm so excited to share that Optimal You has been shortlisted as a finalist at the Business Book Awards. And to celebrate, the Kindle edition is just 99p from now until I will be at the award ceremony on the 10th of September. If you've been meaning to dive into the book, now's the perfect time. Head to Amazon, search Optimal You by Nicole Good, or hit the link below this episode and grab your copy while this special offer lasts. Let's make optimal health more accessible and celebrate this moment together. Many practitioners use your platform like I do, and we build supplement edits out. I think, you know, as you said, I mean, I have, you know, sort of the energy edits and, you know, and things like this. So what role do you see W Wellness playing in that wider wellness community? I know you've already got a lot of people that are, you know, a lot of practitioners that are working with you, but where do you see it kind of going in terms of how you can work with practitioners and building into that sort of wellness community?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge area for practitioners and obviously their clients alike. And it's a really good question, Nicole. And I think when we look at our mission from the start and actually on the point of educating and empowering, helping people really on their journeys, that's always been core and central to what we do. And really to shine a spotlight on expert-led information and guidance, helping everyone, so practitioners and their clients and consumers at large, understand supplements, understands what they're taking and what does good look like, and provide that safe and trusted space for practitioners and their clients. And also, I think, to champion the brands that are doing it well, that are investing in the ingredients, in the clinical research, in the sustainability, not just, say, the marketing. And ultimately, I think, be the voice of good. You know, be the beacon of hope and the force of positive change in a really fast-growing, rapidly expanding, largely unregulated market.
Mm, yeah. You know, it does change because there's been brands that I've worked with, and I'm going back to sort of when I started, that I don't work with anymore, for example, with supplements. Most of that is actually because they've been bought out by pharmaceutical companies. And this has become a really big problem because we found that they were being bought out by the pharmaceutical companies. And pharmaceutical companies, let's face it, they don't want you being healthy because they want to sell you drugs. That's, yes, you know, at the end of the day, that's kind of, yes, that's how they're going to win. But we found that like dosages started to slip in the, you know, in the supplements because they weren't sort of from smaller brands anymore. And some of them are, you know, are brands that were great that we now, you know, I personally now wouldn't work with. And I'm not going to get into like naming names on this.
I think it's not about trashing anything. I think what we're trying to do here is spotlight those that are doing it well.
Yeah.
And also staying at the forefront. And that takes our team a full-time job to do that.
Even as practitioners, that's difficult. You know, it's like I'm saying I wouldn't work with some of the brands I used to work with, you know, and doing that research yourself as a practitioner when you're running a busy clinic and, you know, you're doing everything else.
Hard work. And Nicole, we want to be there to support practitioners like yourself to do that grind, mm-hmm. to do that hard work, because it is really time consuming and it's broad. And it's really important that it is ever evolving, that you might be partnered with one brand. But let's keep looking at that. Let's keep looking at the science that's coming out and the research and the clinical studies, because it is changing, and it's changing at a fast pace. So we're really dedicated to doing that as part of our overall mission to educate and empower.
And by having a team like you who is then constantly, sounds a bad word, but where you're continuing to look into these brands, you know, the brands know that they're on your platform because they're doing these things well. So if they let standards slip, you know, you are constantly looking at that and monitoring that because it's a completely unregulated industry for the most part. I guess almost it's a kind of a way of providing, you know, not a formal regulation, but giving them somebody that they are answerable to.
Exactly, Nicole.
Are there any particular health concerns or supplement categories that you're seeing being really popular right now?
Yes, we've seen a huge growth in collagen. That's questions and sales recently. You know, our community are finding that category particularly difficult to navigate. And our consumers are interested in the benefits of collagen as a whole. So not just from an aesthetics point of view, but, you know, for the whole body. So, you know, that's been really interesting to watch and interact with. We've seen a big growth in our male community, and that tends to be around energy and mind, which is really interesting for those consumers. And preventing chronic disease, you know, it's also high on the agenda for our client base, our consumers, and also for our experts, of course, really important.
Collagen's an interesting one because I get a lot of questions from, well, I get a lot of people come to me who are already taking collagen.
Yes, yeah,
sure. You know, I think it's one of those now that people are quite aware of. It's quite out there in the, you know, in that sort of more influencer world, and they are picking up on it. So I do get a lot of people that come to me that are already on it, but they don't know that much about it. They kind of know about the different types of collagen. They don't know whether they're taking the right one. I think it is one of those that is a little bit more common. It's not like just taking a vitamin D, is it? There's a little bit more to it, and it's a bit more complex.
So what suits you, right? So
yeah.
You might want to take it, you know, you might want to take it fish, you might want to take you know, you might be happy with a bovine, you might be happy with a vegan, you might want a powder, you might want a capsule. You just don't know where to start. So it's really important. You know, you can email into us, one of the team will pick it up if you're a consumer, or you can book in, whatever you want to do, we're there to help.
The other one I see that you mentioned there, I'm seeing a lot of more men actually coming forward on that energy front.
Yes.
And the other one that's sort of around that energy and mind productivity one, NMN, NAD. That's one that I think has come, again, a lot more. I'm seeing a lot more. When I say seeing a lot more, I'm seeing a lot more consumer awareness around it. You know, it's something we've used a lot. We might have recommended to people, but they would generally be sort of saying, what is this? Like, you know, what's it about? Whereas now they tend to know about it.
Definitely.
And I think because we're living longer, with you said, like, the, you know, sort of the preventing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, right.
I think it's, it's that. It's not just living longer. It's wanting to live longer, feeling well, right?
But they are really interesting. They're interesting areas. So W Wellness, as we said, it's a, you know, female-founded company by you two. But what's one piece of advice that you, or a few pieces of advice that you would give to any women out there that are starting their business? Let's just look at that kind of business journey, because, you know, a lot of the people that I work with are running businesses, or they are wanting to get into starting running their businesses. And I love female founder stories. I think it's really interesting to hear, you know, why people got into it and their journey into it. You know, I obviously run my own business as well, and that's as well as being the clinician, I have to also run the business as part of it. So what, if somebody is, you know, sat there thinking, I really want to take that leap, start my own business, you know, how did you go about that, and what would be your advice to them?
I think I'd say just do it. You know, have the confidence and the courage and the belief to go for it. You know, so many women have brilliant ideas and they just sit on them, and then before you know it, somebody else has done it. So I think, you know, don't wait for it to be perfect. You know, get going and evolve as you go. Because women make incredible founders and incredible leaders. So just believe in yourself. And I think always listen to your gut too. Really important.
Listen to your gut.
Yeah.
We both say that on a regular basis. Yeah. I mean, I'd say just do one thing and do it well. And I think surround yourself with people with knowledge. No one person knows everything, Nicole. Listen and absorb and take on people's ideas and experiences and then just enjoy it.
Was this your first experience of running a business for both of you, or had you set businesses up before, or had you been in jobs? Like, what was the kind of background?
Yeah, I mean, we both have very different experiences. I mean, I've had experiences in big corporate environments in the fashion industry, and then I've had experiences in much smaller businesses as well. So it's quite diverse, but this is a culmination of lots of years' experience and bringing it to life in a beautiful way, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got family companies on both sides. So I was in my mum's side, actually, printing and publishing. So it's in my blood, I'd say, to set it up. And I had some terrible ideas beforehand, which were terrible. Hence, they're not here yet. But going for it, right?
You know, try.
You've just got to try. And when it's right, you'll know. And it all comes together. And I think it's just having the courage and the confidence to keep going. And keep going, because, you know, there are some really tough days. But if you believe in yourself and you believe in it, then do it. Just do it and get going. And as I said, evolve as you go. But if you don't do it, you'll never do it.
No,
and somebody
we'll
else
know.
Will do it. That's it.
And I think not being scared to fail as well. Because I think we do live in a society where failure is really seen as a thing, as like a real negative thing. Like, you know, people can't see you failing. It's a bit like even in the wellness world, you know, people will sort of say, like, if I post myself like drinking a glass of wine or something, they're like, oh my God, like, you drink wine. I'm like, yes, I went to the pub and had a glass of wine. And it's like, you know, it's not a, you know, no one is perfect. It's no one, you know. It's not about that. And feedback.
So if you fail, but and that's great, because you learn the most, but also that, okay, what can I do better? How can I do it differently?
It's lessons, right?
Yeah. Just get going. And if it's not perfect, that's okay. Just get going, because then you learn quicker, you can respond better. Absolutely.
Yeah. I had a coach once that said to me, done is better than perfect. And it was because I was at this point, I was blocked, and I was like, I'm not going to get this out. I'm not going to get this course out, because it's like, it's not perfect. And she was like, if you wait for it to be perfect, you'll never release it.
Perhaps as women, we are more, you know, we want it to be perfect, perfectionism by nature. And actually, it's okay, you know, and nothing ever is, and just get going.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you going back, you know, a lot of industries were learning on the job. I mean, now, you know, there's a lot more around sort of qualifications and things like that in this day and age. And I think it's actually a really good way to learn. You know, like you were saying, you were in family businesses and, you know, things like that. You know, you learn about a lot from just being in a business, even if it's in a completely different industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really interesting. So if you had to pick 2-3 supplements from the whole of the W Wellness suite of supplements, and I know this is going to be a tough one because I'm sure you love all of yours. If you had to pick a few that you really couldn't live without, what would they be and why? And I appreciate that this may be personal to, you know, obviously what you need and things like that. But for you at the moment, what are those things that are kind of non-negotiables for you right now?
So I think HIFAS Myco Woman has been a complete game changer for me. It's packed full of medicinal mushrooms. It's also got pre and probiotics. It's got all your vitamins in there. So I can take that and know really if I take nothing else, I'm fine. And actually, when I don't take it, I really feel it. And I think that's the key signal. But it, you know, it covers long-term wellness support. It covers everything from digestive health, balance, stress reduction. So it's really great to take because it covers everything. I also swear by the cellular hydration from Arta and I have to say the Totally Derma Collagen. So I think I've noticed a real difference to my energy levels taking the hydration. And obviously skin health, but also muscle health, joint health, taking the collagen. And I take them actually both together after my run and they give me that real boost, you know, the electrolytes for dehydration and then the collagen for the muscle and skin support.
Do you know, I found this really easy. I spend all day looking at products.
Yeah.
I found it really easy because I have my sort of my baseline, which I just won't deviate from.
Yeah.
Even though there are other things that I do put into the mix from time to time, and I talk to the team about that when I feel that I'm going through a different health journey, I need some more support. But I have a collagen I've been taking for 3 years, which is the Wild Collagen. That was one of the first brands, actually, Ancient and Brave, that we onboarded into the business way, way, way back in concept stage. And I tried another brand for a period of time. And I found my joints were inflamed and started to hurt. And I said, that's it. I'm never stopping that again. So that really is a foundation for me. And I also take Rise and Shine because I love the combination of the omegas and the D. And also Ocean, the electrolyte. I think it is just the most brilliant electrolyte. I have it in my water every day and I just don't want to drink water without it. So those three, I know that if I stick to those three, I just feel good, just feel better.
It's funny, isn't it, how sometimes you really notice the difference, particularly when you stop a supplement.
Yeah, I think that's the key. And the Myco Woman, I mean, it's costly. It's like liquid gold. But my goodness, when I don't take it, I feel it. And it's because it's covering everything. And I think that there is
very
something in finding something that is broad spectrum that, you know, it's very difficult to get everything in one. I appreciate that. Something that really does cover a lot and then just add in. But yeah, I think not taking something and then noticing a difference is a really key factor.
Yeah.
And that's about listening to your body, right? Testing and seeing how it's responding.
And I think sometimes it's harder to notice the difference when you start taking a supplement than it is to notice the difference when you stop it. You stop taking it and all of a sudden you think, why do I feel like this? And then it's like,
I've been hit by a bus.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually sometimes actually stopping it can be a really good way of seeing if something is working for you and is the right thing for you. And, you know, what works for one person might not work for another. But so it is that if you stop it and think, actually, I don't feel like I did when I was taking it, then you feel like then it's money well spent as well. And what about outside of supplements? Sort of what about the other, you know, wellness rituals, lifestyle things? What else do you do to look after yourself, keep grounded? Day to day.
For me, my morning routine is a complete non-negotiable. I am a staunch member of the 5 a.m. club. I wake up and I know I'm really sorry, but anybody that knows me knows I do this. And I am obsessed by it because it makes me feel so good. So
yeah.
I wake up an hour before I have to move. So whether that's, you know, if I've got to get a train into London at 6 a.m., I do this at middle of the night time. I wake up an hour before I have to move and I go and get a cup of tea with lemon and ginger tea and a black coffee. I take it back to bed and I have an hour in bed for calm and clarity before the chaos of the day begins. So I let all the thoughts run through my head. I really focus in on my goals and I just find it helps me get clear. It helps me get focused. It helps me get energized. And basically it means I think, right, okay, bring it on.
I'm the total opposite. If I know I've got to be up early in the morning, I'm like, do everything the night before, get everything organized so I can stay in bed for as long as possible in the morning. But again, even that's exactly that thing where it's personal again, isn't it? You know, it's
of course. Yeah.
Of course.
So I'm not part of the 5am club, other than the fact that I now naturally at this time of my life wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm actually quite good in the morning, but I don't get up and go for a run and do those things. If, you know, the one piece of tranquility I relish is actually just going out with the dog, you know, on my own, no family, no child, no anything. And we just, because there's this constant amount of love that comes from this being that never lets me down. And, you know, he's always with me. And so we go out and I clear my head and I appreciate where I am. And then I like to come back, Nicole, and have a big steaming mug of coffee with my collagen in and give it a stir and then just go, before I start, take a minute, clear it all.
Time with the dog is always a good one. I had a client actually who, we were sort of talking, he had quite a lot of, he was going for a big promotion. He had quite a lot of work stress at the time. And it was sort of all positive work stress because he wanted, you know, he wanted the promotion and he got it. So it was all good work stress, but it was all there. So we were talking about sort of stress management and things he could do to help him to manage the stress so that he remained calm and went in grounded to the interviews and things like this. And he was like, well, I do a daily walk. And I was like, great. So what do you do when you do your daily walks? So he's like, well, you know, I usually get home. The kids are there. I take the kids with me on the walk. We go to the park, you know, then it. And I'm like, okay, so it's not really all that relaxing, then, is it? Let's be honest. And it is, but it's true sometimes, you know, obviously, you know, connection and social and being with people and everything is obviously really important for us, but also actually just having a bit of alone time as well sometimes and having that time to just switch off. So we totally switched up his walk. So he started where he still went with his kids and did the walk when they came home from school, but he started doing a lunchtime walk that was just for him. He didn't take his phone with him or he put it on airplane mode. And he just had half an hour. And it was just half an hour of the day that was literally just him. And it made such a tiny little wellness step, but it made such a big difference.
Yeah,
absolutely. You didn't tell him to wake up at 5 a.m. then, Nicole?
No. I won't make anyone get up early if they don't want to. I can't. I will only make people do something that I would make myself do, and I won't make myself get up. If I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning, like, I'm like ruined for the rest of the day. It's like, completely destroys me. But I'm the opposite because I can stay up relatively late, you know. It's like, so what next for, I know we've touched on sort of the blood tests and things like that, but what next for W Wellness? Where do you see it going sort of longer term, you know, rather than the very recent future? Where do you see it going sort of, you know, 5-10 years down the line?
Oh gosh, well, we've got some really exciting plans. They're coming post-summer, which we can't wait to share with you. Obviously, we've got our diagnostics, but really, you know, we will continue to expand our product portfolio, as we said, stay at the forefront and ever in a curated, expertly curated way so that customers are always accessing and getting delivered the very best supplement solutions in market. And obviously, keep supporting our community, you know, our brilliant doctors, and our wonderful, loyal customers, bringing expert-led, cutting-edge content to everybody's inbox, to social media, really driving that conversation and continuing to be that, you know, beacon of good, spotlighting the brands doing it well, as we've touched on. You know, there is so much for us to continue to do, and we're just thrilled to be on the journey. It's fantastic. Yeah.
I love that. I think that's a really great place to finish the conversation. But both of you, Sally, Sophie, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time because I know you're very busy women, but it's great to have the conversation. I think it's really important for people to just know that there is a platform out there that is doing things the right way and is really looking into things in detail, particularly like we've said, you know, in a completely unregulated industry as well. I really hope that you've enjoyed today's wellness chat. Don't forget to jump into the show notes where you'll find links through to W Wellness and to the supplements that we discuss in this episode. If you've enjoyed the episode, please don't forget to follow or to like or to recommend it to someone who you think might enjoy the conversation too. I'll see you next time on the Good Health Podcast.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.